the Herald of Christ's Kingdom, May, June, 2013. The theme of this issue is prayer. In the beginning, prayer has been defined as the soul's sincerest desire, either uttered or unexpressed. It is one of the most important blessings and privileges enjoyed by the Christian. It is one of the most powerful tools available to the follower of Jesus. By it, we gain direct and immediate access, day or night, to the Creator of the universe, our Heavenly Father. Through prayer, we have the opportunity of presenting to the Lord of Hosts, one-on-one, our praise and thanksgiving, our appreciation and gratitude, our reverence and awe, our hopes and our fears, and our needs and requests. He is never too busy to listen to our sincere petitions and praise. Our prayers, if proper, arise to Him as sweet incense. Psalm 141, 2. Prayer is the basis of a two-way conversation with God. Through prayer, we can express our deepest desires and concerns, and through prayer, we can be strengthened and comforted far beyond all human understanding. Prayer is the new creature's lifeline to spiritual guidance, help, and God's providences, all of which are needed to win the crown of life. Prayer provides access into the courts of heaven. This issue of the Herald focuses on the blessings and responsibilities associated with prayer. It considers what prayer is and how it should be used. It reviews how it was used by ones such as our Lord Jesus, David, and Hezekiah, and how it was ignored by others such as Judas. It suggests how we can strengthen our life of prayer and thus build a stronger, closer, more successful relationship with our Heavenly Father. We open with Watch and Pray, which considers how both prayer and watching are vital for a successful Christian walk. The Power of Prayer looks at prayers by both Hezekiah and David and what those prayers accomplished in their lives. Teach Us to Pray reviews the model prayer given by Jesus when the disciples asked, Lord, teach us to pray, Luke 11:1. The Master's Life of Prayer analyzes Jesus' life of prayer and what elements we should emulate in our Christian lives. The Difference Was Prayer contrasts how Jesus, Peter, and Judas either used or ignored the privilege of prayer as they faced difficult tests during the last week of Jesus' earthly ministry. What should we pray for? Reviews in practical terms the many scriptures that tell us what we should pray for and what we should not pray for. Finally, a selfless prayer considers Jesus' beautiful prayer in John 17 and some of the spiritual lessons it holds for us. It is our hope that this issue will both encourage and strengthen each of our lives.